You and I have the capacity to do exploits in our careers. However, many have failed to achieve that because they neither made the right career choice nor took the right steps for career growth. On Career Exploits Podcast, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you identify the right career for you, tackle your career challenges, and do exploits. Welcome to this episode.
Today on Career Exploits, I want to share with you things you have to bear in mind before you take any job. You see, in our society where there are jobs scarce, one of the things that happens is that once somebody gets a job offer, they jump at it, grab it with their two hands, and without even considering crucial points that everyone who is taking up a job should bear in mind. Yes, without considering crucial points, everyone who is taking a job is going to be, should bear in mind. I don't want you to take off any of that job from henceforth without considering these things. The reason is because if you consider these factors before you take a job, it will save you from heartbreaks. It will help you get into that job with a good mind, and it will save you from getting into jobs that will actually bring an end to your life. You see, I understand that you are broke right now, you are hungry, and you have been at home for a long time, so long that, man, you are getting tired of staying at home. And in fact, your mother or your father has started using style to insult you, that after going to school, you are just at home chopping his or her food for no reason. And you are Pastor Banky's disciple, you must have heard him say that if you are eating your father's pension money after NYSC, you have sore throat. Now, we understand that that is not from the scripture, but I believe the spirit behind what it's saying. I mean, it's a bad thing. And in fact, God can actually punish you for being such a lazy and unserious fellow. Why he said that is because you should be able to go out and get a job. And job must not be in NNPC, Blow, or a bank. Job is that you can walk to where they are carrying cement and actually join them and carry cement. I heard that word from him for a long time, and that's pushed me to begin to take jobs that you can consider menial to just get by, because I mean, I wouldn't want to have sore throat because I'm eating. My parents are not patient here, but I understand the spirit behind what he's saying. So if you are like that, you understand that I have to go and take a job. But please, before you take any job, I want you to bear some things in mind. First thing I want you to understand is that when you take up a job, you are starting a relationship with people. You are not going to work on any job forever. At least that's based on my own estimation. If you are like me, there's no job I'm going to be on forever. And even the person hiring you have it somewhere in his mind that one day you may leave, one day you may get another job, someday you may go take your own job, or you may change your location and all of that. So what you do is that you make effort to ensure that when you start this job, you'll be effective in it, and when you leave the job will not become a dead end for you. Do you understand that? Now, when you understand that, you ensure that you're taking up a job where you'll be able to add value, you're taking up a job where you will not be having to be dealing with trouble every day, and you're taking a job that will actually be mutually beneficial to both you and the person who is hiring you. What I want to do now is to show you different factors you have to consider before you take up any job. First thing that seems even most important to me is that you should check whether you can actually do the job. Now, this is what happens in life. We get jobs through different means. One of those means could be that your parents or your uncle, your cousin will just give you a connection and you get a job. Or maybe somebody you just know, you say, okay, well, you have been at home doing nothing, now come to my office on Monday. You come to your office and say, what can you do? You say, okay, what did you do study? I say, chemical engineering. I go to that office, that's your office, now start work. Now, you can get jobs like that, and without even the rigors of scrutiny, interviewing, and all of that, so you just get the job on a platter. What I want to tell you is that before you take that job, ask yourself, can you do the job? Let's forget about the fact that sometimes you can get a job without the scrutiny of interviewing. Even if you have to be interviewed, before you accept the job finally, do you think, I mean, you can manipulate the, if you're very skilled with this interviewing skill, you can get almost any job. But what I want you to do is this, ask yourself, do you really have the capacity to do the job? Now, don't tell me you never know what you can do until when you get in to do the job, because that doesn't apply really. Of course, there are instances where, for instance, I've never done digital marketing for a bank. But I'm a digital marketer, for God's sake. If you hire me to be a digital marketer for a bank, I'm going in there as I will apply digital marketing skills, experiences I have garnered from doing other projects and jobs for different industries to work for them. But when you want to hire me as a biochemist for a bank, I don't know what they do. I studied biochemistry on my undergraduate, but for God's sake, the role of a biochemist in a bank, if there is any role at all, I don't know. Because after the biochemistry, I never read or did anything that has to do with biochemistry. In that instant, when you give me the job, I know I don't have the capacity, I don't have the interest, I don't have the desire to get the job done. So what I'm saying is that in your own best interest, if somebody offers you a job you know you can do, please save your name, save your future, save your generation, save your family and what you represent, and reject the job. So once say there's an opening that he has connection power to give people a job, he say, will you be interested? Ask the person, what do they do? What do they want me to do? If it's something you can't do, you don't have the capacity, don't have the interest, please turn the job down. The reason is this: if you take the job you can't do, see what's going to happen. You won't be able to do the job. You create a bad name for yourself, you end up messing your name off, you may get sacked. You end up building acrimony, bitterness, and hatred between you and the people that own the business. So what is better is that you actually reject the job and look for the one you can do. That way, when you get in there, they will know that ever since we hired you, you have been an asset to the organization and not someone who gives them a headache because he doesn't know his job. Do you understand that? Another thing I want you to pay attention is this. What does the job offer? You have to answer that question. You see, all jobs that glitter is not good. Yes, it's not good. There are jobs that look so attractive, the pay is sharp, and the company's name is okay, everything is just tush, and you feel like, oh my God, once I get in here, I don't want you to just say, oh, everything is fine. Ask yourself, what does this job offer me beyond the pay? You see, there is more to life than pay. If you're listening to this and see a very young person, maybe you're late teen, early 20s or early 30s, please understand you are at that beginning phase of your life. This is the phase of your life where you can't afford to waste your time. So ask yourself, this job I'm taking, what's it going to offer me? For instance, I want to tell you, I don't intend to have anything to do with biochemistry, even though that's what I said in my undergraduate. If I take up a job in the biochemistry firm now, it must be because I'm hungry and I need food. Unless they want me to combine my marketing communication degrees I've acquired and skills in communicating with science-related stuff. But if it's to come and work in anybody's lab, it's a waste for my life and time. Ask yourself, what does this job offer me beyond money? This job may be offering you money, but it's denying you the chance to continue to refine your skill, develop capacity in the direction you are going in life. Let me give you a more practical example. A job in a marketing communication firm or to be a marketing communication executive for a company is more profitable to me than a job in a biochemistry firm where I do nothing but just biochemistry, even if the biochemistry job is paying more. The reason is because when I settle down with the marketing communication that is paying lower than biochemistry, I develop capacity, I get better. It qualifies me even to get more job, bigger job with bigger pay. In the long run, every experience I gather helps me as I climb up in the ladder of my career. But the one I gather from biochemistry has no bearing to what I'm doing. It's just like I want to make a gold and I start gathering all kinds of metals. After gathering them, I have all kinds of impurities. They are not contributing to the real substance I'm creating. I have to first sieve them off because they have no real value to what I'm doing in the long run. I'm not saying the experience you get working in a bank, for instance, if you're supposed to be a fashion designer, doesn't count. I mean, it does. Because the human relation skills you acquired, customer relationship, how to deal with problems, being serious, discipline, and all of those things, they will help you in every area of life you go. But what I'm saying now, beyond that, if it's about what will help your career in the long run, then it's better to take a low-paying job in the direction you are heading in life than to take a big-paying job in the direction you don't have any business with. So beyond the pay, beyond the attractive name, beyond the office and big office, ask yourself, what is this job offering me? The third thing I want you to bear in mind is, please, find out what the terms and conditions are. Sometimes you take up a job that will actually bring your life to an end. You may have taken the job, well, let me be doing this job to put body and soul together while I go for my music rehearsals on weekend. But this job says you cannot do any other thing once you are working here. This job says you work from Monday to Sunday. You work from Sunday, safe. Saturday is a no-no. If that is the case, then please understand that if your plan initially was, let me just take this job and be useful while I wait for the real one I want, then that job may not give you that opportunity. So ask the person who is hiring you, ask the company that's hiring you, what are the terms and the conditions? What are the things I need to bear in mind? What do I need to do? What do I need to know? What are all the things involved in this job? I once asked somebody questions like that and they were trying to hire me. They couldn't answer. I just said, well, this is the thing I have my life to waste. I just couldn't just get myself into jobs that will bring my life to an end. Just because what they are paying me now is more than what maybe they pay most of my age mates or people within my level. But I need to be clear about the terms. Because this money you are paying me now may be good, but when I have 5 children, 6 children, and extended families to take care of, this money will be so small. So I need to think about my future while I'm considering your job for today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the last thing I want you to consider before you take a new job is this. Does this company actually qualify for you to work for them? You say, what kind of question is this? I'll tell you. There are companies that will bring your life to an end because they don't have any structure. They don't have any plan for your growth. They don't have any plan for you to develop. I've met, I think, one or two companies that I had to work with or I almost started working with. As soon as I found out they don't have any taste or desire for excellence, I carefully withdrew myself from working for them. The reason is because I know the money is fine, the pay is good and all of those things. But beyond that, I want to develop capacity as I work. Of course, if you don't have option, my brother, my sister, I better go and chop. Take the job so you can chop. But the real thing that when you have a chance to make a choice between two organizations or three who have offered you a job, ask yourself, this company, do they have culture that will help me grow? Company that will have a culture for growth, culture for excellence, culture for doing things in an orderly manner, will inculcate in you a lifestyle, a tradition, a belief system, an attitude that will haunt you in the long run. So for companies like that, what you do is that when you have the choice, turn down their offer and go to the one that has something valuable to you, the one that actually qualify. Again, qualification is not just about their culture. Ask yourself, do they really have a need I can meet? Do they have really something I can do for them that will warrant my having to work for them forever? Beyond what I do on Bujid, here's another thing about me. I'm a web designer, graphic designer, this writes, digital marketing, content development, copywriting, and all of those things. Now, if a company tries to hire me full-time, I come there Monday to Friday and work for them and do no other thing, they must have something for me to do within that time. Not that you hire me with all the skills I have developed and tie me down and be paying me something and will not allow me give expression to this capacity I have. So if I have a choice, a company wants to hire me, one say, I will hire you, we need all your skills, so we will be working full-time. And I say, we just want to of your skill, but we'll tie you down, you can't work here. I say, no, I'm not going to take that one. I will take the job of the one I will need my services full-time. It's because I found that most companies are not ready for this. That is one of the reasons why I give a lot of attention to Fratin Media, which is a company I own. What I do on Fratin Media is that all of these skills, whichever one you want, you hire me on contract basis, I deliver it to your company or your business. That way, my life still counts. I am developing capacity. Every project I take arms me with experiences, knowledge, and understanding that help me even take bigger jobs. Your career is not a static thing. I'm sorry I've overshot my time, but the point I'm trying to make in this episode is this. Please, you don't just take up any job. Before you take a job, find out whether the company that is offering you a job qualifies for you to work for them. Then ask yourself, can you really do the job they want to hire you for or the one they have given you offer for? When you can answer the question, please find out, what can this company offer me? You can do this when you have two or three companies, you have to consider their options. What can this company offer me? Yes. Go for the one that will offer you something in the long run, not just the present. Do you understand that? The pay they can give you now may feed you for the meantime, but please don't allow your empty stomach dictate the job you take and you forget the fact that in the future you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more stomach to feed. So take up the job that feeds your stomach now and prepares you to feed more stomachs in the future, instead of the one that will make you feed more than your stomach now and deny you the opportunity to develop capacities that make you able to feed even more stomach in the future. Another thing you do is find out what are the terms and the condition of the work. Understand, if it's the one that won't allow you grow, that won't allow you make progress, then maybe that job is actually not for you. And in that instant, what you do is that you just turn down the job.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Career Exploits Podcast. For more episodes, visit brojid.com/career. For quick tips we share on career every Tuesday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending career to 0810-550-4664.